Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this half hour, we continue to feature some great Motown groups. We'll start off with the Supremes and the Four Tops together, then Rare Earth, The Undisputed Truth, The Spinners, known in the UK as the Detroit Spinners, DeBarge, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, and Gladys Knight and the Pips. Well, first up, a classic song, River Deep Mountain High, right here on Motown Memories.
When I was a little girl,
we'll be right back. street. Walk on now and don't be shy. Take a closer look at the people you meet and notice the fear in their eyes. Yeah. Watching the time passing by. Hey, big brother, as soon as you
Read.
beautiful song by the group The Undisputed Truth. That was Smiling Faces Sometimes. And then reached number 3 on the United States Rhythm Blues charts from 1971. Before that, also from 71, reaching number 19, Rare Earth with Hey Big Brother. And we started with the Supremes and the Four Tops together singing River Deep Mountain High. And that reached number 14 from 1970. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring Motown groups. Well, coming up, a group that didn't have a lot of success on the Motown record label found much better success after they left, the Spinners. Well, the Spinners first hit the charts in August of 1961 on the Tri-Fi record label with a song called That's What Girls Are Made For, peaking at number 27. In 1964, the Spinners made their debut at the famous Apollo Theater and won instant acclaim, a rare feat at the time. But with the exception of the song Coming Up, I'll Always Love You, which hit at number 35 in 1965, success mostly eluded them during the 1960s. After I Always Love You, they released one single a year from 1966 through 1969, but none charted on the Billboard Hot 100. With commercial success virtually non-existent during much of this decade, the Spinners were used by Motown as road managers, chaperones, and chauffeurs for other groups, and even as shipping clerks. In 1970, after a 5-year chart absence, Stevie Wonder took over as writer-producer, and they recorded a song called It's a Shame, which again brought them back into the public eye. They were then lured away by the Atlantic record label and had great fame during the 1960s. Well, here they are back in 1965 with I'll Always Love You, right here on Motown.
When it feels like the world is on your shoulders and all of the madness got you going crazy. It's time to get out. Step out into the street where all of the action is right there.
With a great song, Rhythm of the Night. They reached number 3 in the United States Rhythm Blues charts from 1985. Before that, The Spinners, number 35 from 1965, I'll Always Love You. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring some great Motown groups. Well, coming up, a group that you don't associate necessarily with the Motown record label, but a great group in its own right, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons. Well, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons had great success in the 1960s, turning out hit after hit after hit. But by 1969, the group's popularity had deteriorated as public interest moved towards rock with a harder edge, deeper soul music, and music with more socially conscious lyrics. The group's last single on the Philips record label, called Patch of Blue, featured the group's name as Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons for the first time. But the change in billing did not alter the act's lack of success. After leaving the Philips record label, the Four Seasons recorded a one-off single for the Warner Brothers record label in England, never released in the United States, and it really didn't go anywhere. Following that single, the group signed to Motown with disastrous results. Their first album, called Chameleon, failed to sell after it was released by Motown in 1971, and a Frankie Valli, quote, solo single, quote, from 1971, a song called Love Isn't Here, and then 3-4 season singles in 1972 and 1973 didn't chart at all. A recording that was destined to reach the upper parts of the UK singles chart, the song coming up called The Night, was not commercially released as a single by Motown in the United States after promotional copies were distributed in 1971. The reason is really not known. Well, here are Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons with The Night, right here on Motown.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com
Down.
Last night in the Pips with the Nitty Gritty, they reached number 19 in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts from 1969, and we started with a song that didn't chart from 1972 by Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons called The Night. Well, this hour, we featured some great Motown groups. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.